Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, we're talking with Lynn Keller, Amy Nelson, and Nancy Brown about financial security and how businesses can help their employees. Plus, on the Power Pundit panel, Jesse Gutierrez and Andy McKay. It's all coming up next on all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program Lynn Keller. In this role, she is Executive Director of Opportunity Alliance Nevada, and she's joined by Amy Nelson and Nancy Brown, also with Opportunity Alliance Nevada, and you ladies are also representing other organizations, correct?
Yes, Amy Nelson here, and I'm representing Nevada Money Mentors from the University of Nevada, Reno.
And I represent Charles Schwab Bank.
Okay, so let's start out, Lynn, with what is this organization and what does it do?
We're a nonprofit that was originally formed by Nancy Brown through Schwab Bank in 2009. 2015, it became a nonprofit, and our mission in life is to afford stability, economic stability for all Nevadans.
Amy, in looking at the materials, which I did over at Lynn's office a couple of weeks ago, it seemed very basic. But as Lynn and I spoke, it seemed as though there are an awful lot of people, even highly successful people, who have no clue how to handle money. Is that right?
Yeah, and I think that's why I have the program running at the university right now, because our students, as a particular audience, are faced with the everyday struggles, such as building their very first budget, understanding how much they're borrowing in their student loans, saving for specific goals. And unfortunately, that's not the information that they received from school.
What did they receive?
Well, legislation had changed a few years back and requires a couple weeks from government teachers to facilitate some financial literacy. There are changes coming to that in the upcoming year, so we'll be watching to see how that curriculum adapts to enhance their education around finances. But an interesting statistic that I always like to share, and I ask students, where did you learn about money? Who taught you? And they always say their parents. But although they say that they learned, 90% of students say that they learned about financial information from their parents, 80% of parents say that their students learn about it in school. So there's a complete disconnect, and there's still that taboo that we don't talk about it enough. And that's why we created Nevada Money Mentors on campus. And then also, I find it very valuable to partner with the organization Opportunity Alliance, because our missions align directly, because we're helping promote this confidence and their capability in the way that they manage money.
And Nancy, I've been looking for literally the last 30 years when they got rid of pensions and went to these plans where people would finance their own retirements. And we're now at the point here where all those people that lost their pensions back in the day are now coming up on retirement. And it's stunning how little money people have as they go into retirement, and Social Security is not even going to be close to taking care of their needs.
That is also a big concern of Opportunity Alliance and some policy work around that. So one of the things that we were discussing this year but didn't go to the policymakers is a 401k managed statewide, there's a few states that are doing that for small businesses or small businesses that can't have a 401k. So we need to look at tools other than pensions that create behaviors that create these savings towards retirement. I personally probably wouldn't be able to retire if I didn't have a 401k because it's automatic. We don't think about it.
Well, now let me ask you this. The statewide 401k, would it be managed by the state? And so therefore people, you know, just like PERS or other funds are managed by the state and they tend to get a better return than the average person would get.
They wouldn't be managed by the state. They probably, let me say that there's different models to look at. We didn't get that far, but some are that they, just like a business, look for a provider of 401ks and negotiate the best deal for the consumer. So I really don't want to get into the weeds there because there's a lot of discussion around it. But we need to look at what tools and what policies keep people from maybe acquiring wealth because now we don't have a pension to be able to secure their future. So that's one of the things. And we do look at policies. We were very instrumental in this past legislation, a session before, we created what we called the Financial Security Task Force. It didn't get passed in the last legislation, but it did this year. So we can look at things like this, like why are people, what's going on in Nevada as far as saving for retirement, and what systems can we create to help create success because pensions are going away. So we need to look at it, and we need to look at other things that are around policy that we can create to build financial security, similar to the Kickstart Savings that was created that automatically seeds children's savings accounts. It has proven that youth that have a savings account are more likely to go to college just because they believe they're going to go to college. So, I mean, we're looking at that as Opportunity Alliance in addition to providing what Lynn will talk about, practical solutions for our community.
Well, Lynn, I believe there was an opening there for you.
We are now in concert with Central New Mexico Community College, and they have an accredited financial coaching program. We will be the partner here in Nevada to provide that curriculum to teach financial coaching to people who could use that with their customers, their clients. And that could be any industry. It doesn't have to be social services. It could be healthcare. It could be small businesses. It could be large businesses, manufacturing. Anybody that has employees that are on a limited income could utilize financial coaching to be better sustainable.
And I think this was one of the things that I found most interesting about this was you're actually going to go into companies to talk to the employees who may not be aware of the opportunities. You know, and so many people are living paycheck to paycheck. It's so hard for them to even conceive of taking any of that money and putting it away.
Correct. So it's a matter of behavioral changes, and that's what coaching is all about, is goal setting and letting the person itself create those goals. They're more likely to achieve them if you tell them what to do. So that is the principle of that. And we're also now the lead, they call it Community Champion of Prosperity Now, which is a national organization dealing with, again, with financial stability for all people. And so we're now the lead in Nevada.
All right, let's take a break. We'll have more with Opportunity Alliance Nevada right after this timeout.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group Customer Care Team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lynn Keller, Amy Nelson, and Nancy Brown of Opportunity Alliance Nevada, who are trying to teach people how to manage their money. When you got involved with this, Amy, what was the thing that surprised you the most?
I kind of already knew that there was a need for this type of work. One of the things to me that maybe wasn't a surprise but was most exciting was when Opportunity Alliance introduced the idea of financial coaching and brought out Central New Mexico Community College and facilitated a first coaching training, which I was a part of, and started to implement financial coaching for students on campus. So they have an opportunity one-on-one to sit with me and work towards their personal financial goals. And where a surprise came in there is I had been facilitating a lot of presentations on campus on various topics like how to negotiate your salaries and build your budget for the first time. And I walked away saying, how is this making a difference to these individuals? I can't really gauge the effectiveness based on these presentations. So by doing the coaching, and we piloted the coaching training in fall of 2015, I was able then to track by using what we call a financial capability scale that gauges students' confidence and capability with their money management. And it asks questions like, how confident are you in achieving your goal? Are you putting money aside on a regular basis? Have you been late on a bill in the last few months? And when students were coming in, they were getting a score of a 4 out of 7 on that financial capability scale. And after meeting with the individuals on average 4 different times, the sessions last about an hour, I was seeing the movement from a 4 out of 7 to about a 7 out of 7 or 7. I think it's actually on an 8-point scale now that I'm thinking of it. So they were going from a 4 out of 8 to a 7 out of 8. So there I was finally able to see the difference in the impact that we can make by offering the financial coaching. And that was a huge surprise to me because I was thinking, wow, I'm facilitating these workshops, which I still think are important because they provide the information that the students need. But the coaching is a self-driven process. So they are the ones in charge of how they will achieve that goal. So it isn't somebody telling you what to do. It's actually them walking away saying, I did it myself. And that sense of empowerment and that sense of accountability to the coach is completely working.
Nancy, go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to add, Amy's done such a great job at the university, but it transcends, it can be anywhere.
Right.
And currently we're working with Northern Nevada Hopes is going to implement a financial wellness clinic and hire someone that will be a coach on site. So when the doctors see a client, this is how incredibly remarkable this is. They're going to assess the physical health, but also look at the what's causing that physical health. Why is your blood pressure coming up? Well, they say, I can't afford my rent. And they'll say, well, we have someone on staff that maybe can help you with some of those financial stresses and discuss with you what's going on. So it's very exciting because it's just not one industry or one application. And so we're hoping to build the capacity of qualified coaches in Nevada to be able to really impact the financial wellness and stability of Nevadans.
Lynn, if people want to know more about this and get involved with it, either as a business owner or as somebody who just wants to learn more about this for themselves, what route do they take?
They can check our website out, which is opportunityalliancenv.org, or they can email me. The contact information is on our website. I'd be more than happy to talk to anybody who's interested. We're also looking to diversify our active board members. So if anyone's interested in being involved on a board level, I would love to talk to them. And we're looking for more people to enroll in our new class. I would like to say we've done 2 classes over the last 2 years, and we have about 24 active coaches, and they have coached over 300 people here in the area. One of our stars, besides Amy here, is a gal who works at Summit Church, and she is doing it at the church and has some wonderful success stories.
And is this spreading across the state? Will we see more of this in Southern Nevada and rural Nevada?
Absolutely. One of our board of directors is out of Las Vegas right now, and we're looking to do things down there, and another one commutes back and forth. So, yes, we plan to go to Las Vegas. And my goal is to get out into the rural community also.
Okay.
We have about 4 people from Vegas flying up for the training, right. And we have about 4 from rural Nevada that are going to participate in the training.
No, I think it's just great. And just one more time, the website, so that if people want to get a hold of Opportunity Alliance Nevada, they can.
It's opportunityalliancenvfornevada.org.
And that's where we got to leave it. Ladies, thank you so much. This is so needed. And believe me, as time goes by, it's going to be even more necessary. We appreciate you being here. And we'll be right back.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great PowerPundit panel. As always, Andy McKay is here, Executive Director of the Nevada Franchise Auto Dealers Association, and Jesse Gutierrez is the former Executive Director of Nevada Hispanic Services. So, Andy, the treasurer pretty much declared for governor on the program. I mean, he's going to form an exploratory committee, most likely in August, and announced most likely in September. And, you know, while he says he's going to run a positive campaign, he's not running against Adam Laxalt. He's going to run for governor. But he made, you know, a pretty strong case from his perspective against Sheldon Adelson's support of Adam Laxalt and how that might have tied into the whole incident that occurred with A.G. Burnett, the head of the Gaming Control Board, and Adam Laxalt. How do you see a possible Schwartz candidacy playing out in what is going to be a very high money stakes game?
To say I was surprised, maybe, you know, I'm not. How this is going to affect the race, I think it's going to be a minor distraction, quite frankly, to Mr. Laxalt than anything. You know, it is kind of fascinating that he ties this A.J. Burnett quote-unquote incident that took place when there's nothing there.
Right. The FBI said
there's
no
zero.
Crime.
So I don't know what he's going to try to do with it. At the legislature, they tried to make an issue out of it, had hearings, the whole nine yards or a hearing. There's nothing there, plain and simple.
Yeah. What Schwartz said was it was an ethical issue rather than a criminal issue.
And he's entitled to his opinion. I completely disagree with that.
Jesse?
I have heard, you know, different stories about both men. And I'm thinking I still would like to see more of the men themselves with how they propose to run their campaigns. Something that we, you know, that you were talking about. Dirty, non-dirty, ethical, non-ethical. All that will depend on also the name recognition, which Laxalt has. Schwartz, not so much. That can make a big difference as well. But how they come out of the gates will determine, I think, how much support each one of those guys is going to get.
I just think Laxalt goes into this race, quote unquote, with a lot of advantages. I mean, the guy has really put together a team, credit his family for most of that, but nationally and in Nevada, to me, he's got that nomination all wrapped up unless something drastic happens.
I think you're absolutely right, Ray. You know, and if something, you know, were to come out, it already would have. You know, make no mistake, when he ran for attorney general 4 years ago, or I should say actually three, you know, the all guns were pointed his way.
Oh, it was amazing.
You know, he proved one thing in winning that race, in that if you work hard enough, you can get yourself into office. And if you relate to the people, and he does. He really
well,
does.
I think what helped him in 14 was the lack of turnout on the Democrat side and the heavy turnout of Republicans, especially in the rurals, because that's where Laxalt really cleaned up.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, yeah. Make no mistake, you are correct in terms of turnout. And you're going to see a similar thing, particularly in the rurals. Time and again, and it's more so every election, it seems like it breaks more and more Republican. And so is everything the race in 2018 is going to be decided in Washoe County?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And, you know, Jesse, is it possible in the era of Trump to have campaigns like we saw years ago with Jeff Griffin and Martha Gould running for Reno mayor, where even biting their lips, they didn't say anything negative about each other in the end. But is it even possible to have a campaign like that anymore?
I don't think so. I mean, I've been hoping for one for many, many years, trying to see what the issues are. Talk about the issues and not the attacks on each other. Very rare have I seen. There's been a couple of elections that I've seen that where the campaign stood clean and they ran on the issues, but those are rare some. And I would love to see that change, but it doesn't seem that way.
You know, it's interesting to watch Mitch McConnell going through the same hell that Harry Reid went through when Harry Reid had 60 votes for Obamacare, but had three senators holding out on him and, you know, wanting things in the deal before he could get Obamacare passed. Mitch McConnell seeing the Republican Party just splitting on both sides. It's fascinating to watch. Just because you have control of the White House and both houses of Congress does not mean you're going to get something through.
Sam, there's a saying that they say, and that's very true, applicable to both parties that's in the White House. If you want friends there in the White House, bring your dog.
But Andy, you know, I mean, isn't that frustrating for, you know, conservatives, Republicans, that they have all three branches of government, and the biggest issue they ran on for 7 years, they've not been able to move?
Oh, it's absolutely frustrating. And the most amazing thing about it is, and I think it was Stephanopoulos that said it, or somebody with ABC when I was watching the news the other day. President Trump has done something that Barack Obama has failed at, and that is to make Obamacare popular. And it's absolutely amazing that a system that exists right now that is collapsing on itself, that they can't get their act together and find something that's better. It's just amazing to me.
When you give people entitlements, it's very difficult to take them away. Yep. And that's where we got to leave it. We're out of time. We'll be right back.
Sully Sports Bar inside the Tamarack Junction is South Reno's headquarters for locals to watch all your favorite sports. And now you can enjoy your favorite team on our brand new high-def TVs featuring the Papa, the big daddy of them all. It's our giant 17-foot big screen TV wall. And we have two 79-inch high-def TVs, 12 65-inch high-def TVs, including two party booths for your own private party, and six high-def private booth TVs. Bring in your own headphones and listen to your favorite game right from your own seat. First, make your bets in our William Hill Sportsbook, then enjoy your favorite cold beer, libations, burgers, wings, pizza, and our signature build-your-own Bloody Mary bar. Then settle in and download our app and listen to any game being shown in Sully's Sports Bar. Catch your favorite team on our new high-def big-screen TVs. Sully's Sports Bar is the only place to watch your favorite sports all year long. The Tamarack Junction, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Among the guests next week, attorney Joe Gild, now author Joe Gild. We'll see you then.